Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Mao Zedong, who died in 1976, began his selected works by asking two important questions. Who are our enemies and who are our friends? Mao was concerned not just with political entities that had to be faced, such as the United States and Russia. He was even more interested in ideologies that represented power. Strange enough to some, Chairman Mao and Jesus Christ talked much about the same thing. In fact, they even used terms that are identical, but what they talked about was about the very opposite. For instance, both talked about love. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." And again Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend." Although Jesus did not equate Christianity with love, he did teach that love is the very foundation of our relationship with God. "For God so loved the world," says John 3:16, "that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now Mao Zedong also talked about love, but instead of embracing it, he disdained it. Said Chairman Mao, "Communism has nothing to do with love. Communism is an excellent hammer which we use to destroy our enemy." So one says love is everything, the other, love is nothing. Both Mao and Christ talked about kingdoms and reigns using terms that are almost identical, but the very opposite in meaning. Mao, of course, considered foreigners to be devils who had subverted and taken advantage of the Chinese people for centuries. He wanted to establish a kingdom free from outside interference, where each man could contribute according to his ability and could receive according to his need. He called it communism. Paul Kaufman, whose life and interests paralleled what happened in China, used to say that China changed communism more than communism changed China. On the other hand, Jesus talked about an invisible kingdom, one within which knows no political boundaries, one that crosses all superficial boundaries. Christ's kingdom is within the hearts of men and women. Its enemies are sin, greed, lust, and depravity. Communism very clearly recognized the difference in the ideologies of Christianity and what they teach. Sergei Kordakov was a young Russian chosen for his brutality in the USSR. He was asked to head a squad of special forces to deal with Christians who persisted in meeting in secret, which was then a violation of the law. One of his teachers said that Lenin taught that it was not religion we had to fear, but beliefs. This is the great enemy. It was the believers themselves who were the threat. Kordakov led mission after mission, breaking up groups that were secretly meeting to worship. But then one day, he met a girl who withstood the physical abuse they meted out and met their assaults with love, not hatred. It overwhelmed him. Kordakov had to know for himself. He turned to Jesus Christ. And before his untimely death in his mid-20s, he came to discover love is a more powerful weapon than bullets laced with hatred. The real battle today is not one for territories upon which we plant a flag. It is in the hearts and minds of people. Never forget it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.